Good morning, everyone. This is Eric Sparrow with another Morning Motivation coming to you with a Sparrowism quote today that I'm really fired up about that goes, stop competing with others. You are your most accurate competition to assess your success, especially in life. I want to talk about two parts today in this Morning Motivation. The first part is going to be about how others give you feedback. A lot of times we take their feedback as it's golden, it's the truth, when really sometimes their feedback is fool's gold. It might look good, doesn't have any value to it though. Looks good on the outside, shines so bright, but it's a crystal, it's not a diamond. It's a cubic zirconia, it's not anything that you can really stake value in. What happens is a lot of times people's inability to do things in life is reflective in their feedback. And they take what they haven't been able to do in life, what they haven't been successful at, what has caused them not to be where they feel that they should, and they inter-reflect that same thought process subconsciously to you. Now, if someone comes to you and gives you feedback and they say, well, this didn't work for me, but from what I know about you, these are the pros, these are the cons. This could work or this could not work. Then that is feedback that I would definitely recommend to heed and to think about. But in most cases, a lot of people are going to give you feedback off of what their life's blueprint looks like. So I encourage you to make sure that you assess that and you think about that, especially when you get that feedback from them, that you don't let their opinions of you become your fact. I believe it was even Michael Jordan that didn't make his, he was cut from the junior varsity team or his eighth grade team for basketball. And we all know the story of Michael Jordan and where he's at now, and where he was and six championships later, one of the greatest, if not arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. So I encourage you to really focus inward and not worry about what someone says outwardly. So let's talk about the inward, about you, and about knowing that you define your success in who you are. My mother always, when it came to scholastics, I was dyslexic, and it's something that I've fought hard to make sure that I compensate for. And she would always tell me, I know the best that you can do is a B in this subject. If you bring me home a B, I'll be happy. But there were classes that I could bring home A's, and I brought home a B, and she was not happy. This allowed me to understand that just because in one area of my life, I may not be able to get an A, doesn't mean that I should set every part of my life at a certain level. That I should always push myself to be better than I was the day before, which is true success to me. Better, in my case, than the podcast that I gave before. It's all about finding how we can press ourselves and push ourselves further without breaking. So we have to bend and press and push without breaking ourselves. But we have to know that true success comes when we do two things. First and foremost, we need to take self-inventory of ourselves. We need to make sure that we understand what is working, what isn't working, and what can we do to make sure that we reassess ourselves on a continual basis. And the root of making sure that we can continually assess ourselves is the second thing, is know our identity. Know what we're made of. Know what we're rooted in. Not every apple on the tree falls off of it ripe and ready to eat. But the roots is what we need to make sure we're grounded in. I hope that you enjoyed this edition of the Sparrowism podcast. Please feel free to leave me a comment or reach out to me on sparrowism.com. Thank you and have a great day. Goodbye.